I don't want you to leave, Rick.
Look, Mary, I'm a bartender. You know damn well that means I have to work nights.
But you heard the news reports. They're calling in the Boston Butcher, and he's already killed a half dozen women all over Lexington.
We don't know that for sure. The Bugle's just trying to stir things up to sell papers. And the way you're acting, I'd say it's working.
Oh, please, Rick, stay with me. It'll just be for tonight.
That's what you said last night. And the night before. I've already used up all my sick days. Do you want me to lose my job, too?
All right. But promise you'll come home as soon as your shift is over.
Jesus, Mary. I'll be home when the work's done. Not a moment sooner.
Who is it?
I'm afraid of your husband. He asked me to check up on you, make sure you're all right.
Oh, that was nice of him. I have to admit, I'm a bit of a wreck. Do you work at the bar?
That's right, Fred Sampson. Your husband probably mentioned me before.
He doesn't like to talk about work.
Heh, that's funny. I can't get him to shut up. It's part of the reason I volunteered to check on you. He said you were frightened by that whole business in the papers.
Are you talking about the butcher?
Sure, but I'm afraid I haven't been following it as closely as you have. What do you know about him?
It's all in today's issue of the Bugle. Go on, read it.
Wow. It says here he killed 6 women, all redheads in their 20s. Say, you're a redhead.
That's right.
And you're about 25, right?
22.
Huh. Now I see why you're worried.
It's not just that. If you read further down, there was also an eyewitness who saw him leave the building of one of the victims. They said he was a Caucasian man, about 6 feet tall, with blonde hair and blue eyes. And I've seen at least 3 men that fit that description living on this street alone.
6 feet tall, blonde hair and blue eyes. Hey, come to think of it, I fit that description.
It also mentions he has a bit of a limp.
I've got a bum leg from a shrapnel wound I got in Korea.
And one other detail. They said he carved the letters FS on the bedpost of one of his victims. The police think it might be his initials, like Frank Smith.
Or Fred Sampson.
One of the detectives said there was no forced entry, which means he probably entered the homes pretending to be a friend or a relative, or a spouse's co-worker. Sort of like the way you and Rick know each other.
Hold on. You don't think people are going to say I'm the butcher, do you?
You? But why? You're Fred Sampson, Rick's friend from work.
And your landlord saw me come up to this room. He could be calling the police right now.
Now, why would he do that? Fred, what's the matter?
I think I better go.
Wait, you can't leave. What if the butcher comes? What if he's here in this building?
Let go of my arm,
no,
lady.
You mustn't go. Please.
Did you hear? They found the butcher.
Really? Where?
Hanged himself over at the Roadside Pines Motel. The police chased him down there from one of the buildings nearby. In the end, I guess the guy figured it was best to take the easy way out.
Well, I'm glad that's over. To think, I was actually worried he'd come after me next. I mean, there's thousands of women in the city. The chances of it happening were slim to none.
That's what I was saying from the start. I told you from the beginning you had nothing to worry about. But you had to get all hysterical, just like all the other dames.
You're right. I'm such a foolish girl.
Well, don't be so hard on yourself. You did one thing right. You married me.
That I did. Oh, and by the way, remind me to thank your co-worker, Fred, for coming over the other night. He really helped me deal with the anxiety.
Fred? I don't know anyone named Fred.